Go ahead.
Alrighty. Good evening, welcome to the April 9, 2018 special meeting of the Willmar Planning Commission. This is the 5:31 PM public hearing, Legacy Development Rezone, R3 to General Business. Sarah?
Yes, so back on April 4th, during the regular Planning Commission meeting, the commission chose to table the Legacy Development Rezone for more details to be provided about potential plans and just kind of the rezone in general. The rezone is as it was on April 4th. It's currently zoned R3, and they're looking to rezone it to general business. There are two theoretical plans that were submitted, both for parking and or a second building. And those plans were in the packet. Both house moves have been approved for the houses that currently sit on these lots. So those will be moved to two different locations in Northwest Willmar. The future intended use of First and Second Street is commercial development. Zoning would be an increase in intensity of use. And the screening, the other piece in that packet was the screening.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking at doing some sort of live fencing screening with some combination of the lilac, dogwood, or cranberry sort of plants.
Okay.
Are they placing that all the way around the perimeter, or?
It's going to be between the commercial development and the residential.
Okay.
If this is zone general business and development happens, then there'll be additional fencing required.
That's an ordinance requirement.
Yep.
The developer of the general business property provides screening between their development and residential, adjacent residential.
Excuse me for interrupting you. Didn't you have something to say?
That was it.
Oh, okay.
No, Margaret, I did. Thank you for, I wanted to piggyback a little bit on what Sarah said, and that's that when we've got a situation like this, it's important to remember that the comprehensive plan does consider the west half of this particular block, just like it is all up and down First Street, as transition areas, transitioning over time from residential to commercial, because where these properties are, that was all residential at one time. All up and down First Street was residential at one point. So our comprehensive plan does call for full lot depth development in the future, and it either gives these types of businesses the ability to expand or allows for another tier. And where you've got a second tier coming in, I don't think that's going to happen as quickly as you might have a business develop on First Street and then need parking and driveway access back to Second Street, such as McDonald's, Subway, there's a couple other uses. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I got my list.
Okay. All right, this is a public hearing.
Nope. The public hearing was closed. So this is strictly
going to be discussion.
Okay.
Discussion and...
Understood. I saw the 5:31 PM presumed on the agenda, presumed it was still the public hearing portion.
No, that was closed officially.
All right. So then we'll need a motion to remove this matter from the table.
That's what I was going to ask you. Yes, I'll make that motion.
All right. Is there a second?
Second it.
Second. Thank you. All right. Then this matter is before the commission. So this also, by the way, borders the Central Business District, correct?
The north end.
The north
part
end
of this?
Does.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. So making it kind of even more of a transitional area.
Yeah.
All right. Discussion. Any commissioners, any questions for staff?
On these two options, is there any really difference in the use that you would be doing with the square building in comparison to the elongated?
It really doesn't matter.
Okay.
I could give you a little information.
I'm sorry, and just for the record, your
sure.
name?
My name is Igor Lenzner. I represent the Legacy Group. I'm here with Jim Bach from Marcus Construction,
yep.
who's the contractor. Those are just a couple concepts that we're looking at. We want to give you some ideas of what might be there, and it'll really ultimately depend on what kind of tenant we find.
Okay.
But generally, we're envisioning in any of the, we even have a couple other scenarios that we were looking at, but most of those are coming towards First Street, with that kind of being the overflow parking, more employee parking. So we don't really consider that back part of the lot to be intensively used. It will really be more employee and overflow, so I don't think that it'll have a huge impact, you know, density-wise in terms of the neighborhood, but all of the concepts are going to push more to the front. It was really a matter of having the opportunity to buy those right now and do that as part of the grading. So initially, Jim tells me, we're just going to be grading and seeding those lots initially until we find a tenant, and then we'll kind of accommodate that. And so we wanted to show you some concepts that we think might be okay. realistic, but it'll be in that 2,000 to 3,000 square feet is what we're thinking.
Okay. And because this is just a rezone, it's really neither here nor there as to the potential what eventually goes on there.
Right,
that would
it's
be
not project
handled
specific.
At a later date.
Yeah,
okay.
That's correct.
So,
yeah, when you rezone it with the assumption that any use that's permitted in that zone could go on that property if it meets the balance of the ordinance requirements.
And we did a site plan already, site plan review on the other one. So so in essence, any grading that they do on this, they're still going to have to meet the stormwater requirements, so
Absolutely.
On and so forth,
yeah.
as if this were originally part of the, okay. So that was really the only question I had, Jeff.
Just wondering if they're looking at the rest of the residential lots on the block, and if so, is it just going to be as they, if you are looking at more lots, are you going to come back and do one lot at a time?
That's a tough question, Jeff, because
yeah.
you know yeah. we're certainly not pushing people to sell their property, and it's their property, so we can't
mm-hmm.
assume that that those properties are available to us.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be different if we were able to purchase the whole block last year, and now we're in the full development of the whole block. Now it's been a matter of, well, we'll build what we can build at
sure.
this point in time.
So the recommendation by staff is to approve the rezone and forward it on to the City Council for ordinance introduction and adoption. That's the matter before us tonight. Any other questions for staff from the commission? All right. Will someone provide a motion?
I'll make the motion.
To approve the rezone and forward
yes.
it to the council. Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Anything else? All right. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Miscellany?
I do have one quick miscellany. Also from April 4th meeting, Central Business District's apartment text
development
amendment.
Agreement.
Can I just give a minute?
Sure.
Okay.
Sorry.
We'll move forward with this.
Okay.
Idea.
Go ahead. Yeah. I'll let Jim roll up his papers there
yes.
quick, and then
yes.
and then we'll be sure to hear you on here.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Jim.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Yeah. So it was the commission's desire to move forward with a text amendment for the multi dwellings in the Central Business District. As I was drafting it, if we want to move forward with a relatively decent timeline, and with May kind of being a funny month with a Wednesday before a Monday first, I wanted to bring it back to you guys and just ask multi-dwelling units, how many do we have a desire of how many units would be allowed with the conditional use permit in the Central Business District? I know the Anderson Burgett building. They said there were going to be 6 units. I'm not sure how many units are in the other 2 apartment buildings north of there. Allowed with a plan review in an R4 district would be 12 units. I didn't know if we thought 12 was too many.
You're talking about maximum number.
Yep, maximum number allowed. Or if we want to keep it with something fewer.
So this would be, the rezone would be then to R4 eventually, or if,
no.
I mean, if we do this?
No, this is... Yep.
Okay.
This would be a CUP.
We need a CUP for all. Okay.
Yep, for everything in the central business district, if it's going to be a multi-family dwelling, primary use.
So yeah, this takes away the requirement to have the first floor as a business.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do we have any sense of how any other properties that may become affected by? By a text amendment?
That's a good question. Other than that Anderson Burgett building, nothing that we're aware of at this time.
Because we already have buildings downtown that have apartments upstairs.
Correct.
But if we do this, somebody could convert an entire building over to apartments, yes?
Yes.
Which... is, you know,
is
could be good, could be
up to the
something different
discretion.
Yeah.
I came in late, but did you talk about the parking?
We're not
issue?
Talking about
oh,
the
no, yeah, we haven't talked
specific.
About parking yet, but well, my question is how large of a multi-family dwelling unit do we want to allow in the central business district
and
if
my
it's
question
primary
was
use?
do we know if there are other properties that might fall under this, and are there any of those that they might decide, I don't want retail, I want my entire building now to be apartments.
Mm-hmm. And that's getting to be a more common thing in central business districts. It always used to be main floor business, second floor and up, residential, and you look at the Twin Cities now, and they're building a lot of stuff, just housing, but there again, there is a parking requirement for those buildings too, unlike our commercial activity where we have no parking standards, no parking requirement off street. I think you'd almost have to require it for a residential.
So that'd be a self-limiting feature to start with.
Yep.
So does that need to be addressed here or?
That certainly could be. Yeah. Can we do some sort of, is that something that we would do a text amendment to the parking requirements in the central business district?
You could do that, or you could amend the conditional uses in the central business district to state multifamily housing with a max of X number of units and so many parking spaces per unit. You could make that the development or the use itself.
So we were talking 1 parking space per unit was kind of our thought for this Anderson Burgett building, if he can provide that amount of parking, just because he's talking about 4 3-bedroom units and 1 4-bedroom unit, and that starts to get to be a lot of cars.
Yeah, so you're saying 1 parking space per bedroom?
Yes.
Okay,
I
thought you said per unit.
I did say per unit.
So
and
that's
per
bedroom.
Yeah,
that's what I heard,
3
too.
For a 3-bedroom.
Okay. But yeah, otherwise, if you got 3 3s and a 4, that's... 13 cars minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And they cannot quite fit that in there, can they? If I remember the property right.
That?
Good question. I don't know.
Is that kind of extreme, 1 per bedroom, when you think, like, if you got a 3-unit, a 3-bedroom apartment, that there's going to be probably 1 or 2 of those bedrooms are going to be kids or whatnot?
Yeah, I mean, the standard typically is 2 stalls per unit, except for senior housing, then we allow 1 per unit.
Yeah, so. That would make more sense to me than having a 3, or he was talking of 1 4-bedroom.
Yeah.
So that would be like 4 parking spots. Or
well, I
so
mean,
then he
two,
would be required.
2 per unit.
Yeah.
Wouldn't we want to see the plans as well on these buildings and the parking plans?
Yeah,
you would, because it'd be a conditional use.
Yeah.
So everything would have to come.
And that's the question. I mean, if you say with 2 if we say two cars per unit in the ordinance, do we have to stick with that, or could you use an amendment or a condition and require more? Would you be limiting yourself? I suppose you wouldn't worry about limiting yourself if that's the standard everywhere else.
I hate to write a terrible amount of discretion into it, but discretion is usually good. You could put in parking as determined by the Planning Commission.
Yeah.
It's hard to set a standard as to the maximum number of units, too, because some of these buildings are huge, some are small. You don't know what the best plans might be until you get a developer willing to put money out.
Mm-hmm.
The one out by Pizza Ranch.
The 15th Street Flats.
Yeah. Yep. That was like 43 units or
47.
Seven units, yeah. Okay. What was the requirement there?
For parking?
Yeah.
Two per unit.
It was two per unit there, okay.
Mm-hmm. And they've got a mix of one, twos, and threes.
Yeah. So, I mean, that...
Yeah.
But part of, you know, part of what you're maybe trying to accomplish here is, you know, make use of some existing buildings in different ways. And I think what I'm hearing you say, Bruce, is that discretion maybe is the...
Might not be a bad idea.
Leave it a little open and allow developers to bring some interesting and out-of-the-box ideas forward, whether it's within the Central Business District or not.
Mm-hmm.
But the nice thing about doing it as a conditional use, it gives the Planning Commission the most flexibility in reviewing and approving it. So,
except for the Anderson and Brigitte building, has anybody else inquired about converting any of these buildings downtown?
At one point, we had a developer that was interested in buying the old Erickson building and demolishing it and building 40 units on that site.
That's what I was.
He'd have had to have underground parking.
Yeah.
But so periodically, we do have it. I could see a demand possibly coming up on some of the First Street property that the city owns that's currently Rice Hospital parking. Mm-hmm. That might be some attraction to that.
Well, and especially as the Caris Health partnership progresses, and you look out 10 plus years when Centricare has an opportunity to, an option to actually purchase Rice, ACMC, the Caris Health entity.
We could sell Centricare that property.
Obviously, with the doctoring that I'm doing, I get to see everything they're doing up there. It's just incredible how much stuff they have up there. So I could certainly see, you know, the downtown changing in that regard as well.
Mm-hmm. So do you have some wording?
That's what I'm just thinking about. So I think, I mean, we could definitely not put a number to the number of units allowed and just say multifamily dwellings, including apartments and townhomes, with parking.
With off-street parking as determined
as
by
determined,
the Planning Commission.
Yeah.
You got to put something in parking about it.
So they know that they're not exempt
mm-hmm.
like the downtown mm-hmm. businesses are.
Just make it simple and and then see who comes up with whatever.
Yep.
You know, somebody wants to do something with a downtown building that they own, they're going to have to come up with off-street parking. But like you said, that's been talked about before. So,
and I don't think we're going to see a lot of it. You're going to see more in the periphery where you can do some mm-hmm. tear downs and stuff. But mm-hmm. This Anderson Brigitte building is kind of a unique situation.
Yeah,
it just lends itself really well to residential reuse. And you walk in there, and there's a lot of it that's the same as it was when it was all residential years ago.
And being that housing in general is hard to come by, let alone anything affordable these days, get a stronger mix of housing types in there. And I know we're reconsidering the wisdom of owning a home. So, you know, all things considered.
Mm-hmm.
So, you go full time in a camper?
No, I love my wife too much to do that.
So if some business downtown that has apartments upstairs now, if they decide they want to just change the bottom floor into apartments, would that mean they would have to like bring the whole building up to like put whatever, sprinkler the whole thing, do the whole,
yep,
bring it all up to standard because they're changing something?
That's correct.
And they'd have to provide the off-street parking.
Yep.
The other question I had, just to make sure it's clear, that the two buildings north of the building we're looking at, the Brigitte building, those are grandfathered in.
Correct.
So those would not come under any of these wordings.
Correct.
Okay. That's what I was hoping. Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
So you'll bring that back to us at the next meeting? Or are you looking at, for us to take action on this tonight?
It'll be brought back in May, the first meeting in May. But the way the May meetings work out and the all the requirements for notices and hearings and all of that stuff, it gets a little dicey in May. So
we're looking at the 2nd?
Looking at the 2nd.
Okay, 2nd and 16th.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, because then you've got council on the 7th, yes?
And the 21st, yep.
Okay.
Very good. That's all I have.
Alrighty.
Would they be cutting more doors into that building? Like there's, what, a front door and a back door?
Depending upon where the stairways are located in there, they may or may not have.
There was 4 entries in the front of that building, the way he was showing it.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time visualizing.
Yeah.
For what?
Because I remember...
For Anderson Burgett?
Yeah. Oh. Because I remember seeing landings and stairs and thinking...
That was a different...
Oh, was it?
That was one of the house moves.
Oh, okay. My apologies.
No worries.
Yeah, he didn't have any plans for this yet.
Mm-mm. No,
oh, okay.
That was just an initial discussion.
Whatever codes are going to
stay. Yeah, so the land use issue is one of it. The building code issue is always one that will come into play as well. So.
Mm-hmm. Be expensive.
It can be.
Very cool. All right, anything else?
Just want to tell the commission, I don't know if we've had this discussion before, but Sarah leaves on Wednesday for 3 days in New Orleans for her presenting her thesis or whatever you want to call it down at the American Association of Geographers Conference. So
well, that's very nice.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Looking
down.
Forward to the 80 degrees.
You might want to move it to June.
No.
Still have snow here.
Nobody wants to go to New Orleans in June.
We're just scheduled for a meeting 2 weeks,
yes,
whenever it is on the...
Yep, the 18th.
It's too much glare. 18th or whatever it is?
Hmm. Yes, 18th
okay.
of April.
Okay.
We'll go ahead and meet next week again. Yeah. We have one rezone
Okay.
Something else. But.
Sounds good. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll second. Make the motion to adjourn.
Is there a second? I hear a second. We are adjourned.
Thank you.